the last couple of bank holiday weekends, as you know, we had very good weather. There was a huge influx of tourists into those towns and villages, and particularly in the hospitality end of it, a lot of their card machines were down, very poor broadband services. So the commercial sector, for example, Vodafone, Open Air, and a number of those companies had made a commitment that they would upgrade those towns and villages to fibre, remove the copper and give them a good service. But that's not happening quick enough. Look, I've known and I've been contacted by a number of businesses that feel that they're not getting that service. And particularly in the area of South Donegal now, the likes of, say, Lahey Village, Mancharles, Donganaly, you're finding that there is a stronger service on the outskirts than they are. And so it's not allowing businesses to trade, efficiently. And, you know, I think it's not good enough.
And I just guess, Councillor, that it's a very serious issue that this impact is having on these businesses, just due to their lack of access to this fibre broadband that, you know, one would think that they should be entitled to. And I guess it's sounding almost a bit time sensitive, in the sense that if this doesn't get rolled out soon enough, some of these businesses could be so heavily impacted financially that they may not be able to recover from it. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that is fair to say, because, you know, these businesses, they have a window, and that's in the summer months particularly. And if they can't provide a service to those businesses, you could see a lot of them closing. Yeah, that's fair to say. And look, there was a commitment made by the commercial sector, say that they would cover, they would upgrade those towns and villages, but it's not happening quick enough. And the businesses are contacting local representatives on a weekly basis. And, you know, something's going to have to be done. We need to see that speeded up. Of course, we need to see the full rollout of fibre broadband throughout the intervention areas, but it's not covering particularly villages and towns.